Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so get this. Ariana Grande, I had no idea she had 20 Guinness World Records.
20?
That is insane.
Wow.
Okay, last week she got one for, quote, most songs to debut at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. Okay, so that was her 20th. But listen to all of the Guinness World Records that she holds. Most followers on Spotify, female.
Mm-hmm.
Most streamed track on Spotify in 1 week for a female.
Mm-hmm.
Most streamed track on Spotify in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
Most subscribers for a musician on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Most stream pop album in 1 week. Most MTV VMA nominations for best collaboration. It goes on and on. Most monthly listeners on Spotify for a female. There's 20. I can
20
go
of them.
On.
That's
I'll
crazy.
Stop. But she has 20 records. I knew Ariana Grande had been around for a while and was killing it, but holy hell, 20 Guinness World Records.
I feel like she also took off right at the right moment. Like, she's been one of the artists to take advantage of the streaming and of social media.
Well,
she's been the one to harness it.
She already had a base, though, because she was on TV.
Yep. Sam
so
and
she
Cat.
She already had fans.
Remember Sam and Cat?
Yes. So, I mean, I didn't watch it. I was too old at that point. But yes, and that's why she started with a fan base and continued on with and got a bigger one,
yep.
You know?
If you go to the Disney Channel and watch an old episode, she looks so different. It's like
it
a complete.
So weird?
It's just so, like, she's. She always looks very young, but she looked younger because she's, I don't know, it's interesting.
Uh-huh.
To look back and see her, like, before she was Ariana Grande the way you know
yeah,
her now.
Right.
Yeah.
That's anybody who, when they were a kid.
Yep.
You're like, this is different.
Ariana Grande, congrats. 20
yeah.
Guinness World Records.
Ooh,
wow.
Girl.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Everything all right over there?
Oh, I guess I got to turn my mic on. My
that
bad.
Helps.
I mean,
that
everything's
helps.
Fine now, but I got to tell you, I didn't know it was going to snow this much last night. Maybe I'm stupid. I knew it was snowing.
Yeah.
I just didn't expect as much when I woke up that I actually needed to clear it.
It was pretty easy to clear this morning. It was super light and fluffy.
Right, but there was enough
powdery.
Of it
mm-hmm.
that you got out my new man plow, which, you know, I call it a woman plow.
Your woman plow, yeah.
But the company is Man Plow, and I had seen my neighbor using one of these. It is a super wide shovel. You can use both hands to push. It's fantastic, and it just moves everything really quick when you have a light dusting like this.
Yeah.
So we had a light dusting, but it was high. It was a lot of a light dusting. That was the problem.
Yeah, it was a good couple inches.
So I got like the $75 one. I can't remember how many inches my man plow is.
No
everyone.
Woman ever can remember how many inches it is.
It doesn't
okay.
matter.
Doesn't
right?
matter.
Just, does it work or not? That's
exactly.
all I need to know. Who cares how big it is?
Exactly.
Right? Well, it does matter how big. Size does matter, Riggs.
Well, it
is
does
what I
matter.
Learned this morning.
When it comes to snow plowing, yes, it does.
Yeah,
inches matter.
What happens is I got, since I didn't get the biggest one like my neighbor has, because
oh.
I would, the point of this, because people keep asking me, well, what is the point of this shovel that makes it so much better? And I go, because instead of walking up and down your driveway 50 times, it's super wide. You walk up and down 5 times instead of 20,
yeah.
and it's a lot quicker. But when there's this much snow, the snow has to go somewhere, so it pushes off the sides
yes.
like a snow plow.
You get the little snow cane lines.
Yes, the snow cane lines.
That's what I call them, the snow cane lines. You got to go back and do it a second time.
Yeah.
And with that wider plow, mm-hmm. you wouldn't have the snow cane lines.
No, you don't. So you just have them on the side, but then I have to, so I ran back over. So I thought, oh, this shovel is fantastic. My man plow is great, but I need a bigger one. So I'm all about it.
But you
I
need
just
a
need
one.
A wider one for when it snows as much as it did last night, right?
I see.
Because it just took a few more, it just took more shovels because there's nowhere for the snow to go. There's nowhere for me to put the snow.
I don't know where else I'm going to put it. I have plants that are probably going to die because they're just being crushed by snow right now. Bushes and things.
They're screwed.
In my yard.
Icicles on my roof, snow covering every walkway. So I loved it. I used the man plow. And you want to hear the funniest thing?
What's that?
We're changing lives one day at a time.
How's that?
Because I'm taking credit for what I saw when I finally got in my car and drove to work. I passed a house with somebody using a man plow just like mine.
Oh, sure. Another one?
I thought, Riggs and I are changing lives one day at a time.
Hell yes.
Everybody's getting man plows now.
Milwaukee will be the man plow capital of the world.
I've never seen anyone use that shovel but my neighbor. I swear to God, I passed a house with somebody using one this morning. I went, yes!
It's so much easier, I can imagine.
So much easier. So you,
I had to shovel a bunch of it down to the end and then use a snow blower at the end because there was so much of it.
And
so.
They have a website. I mean, you can go to manplow.com, but I swear to you, Riggs, this thing is a total game changer on days like today with the light dusting.
You should see if they'll make a bigger, more badass one. And call it a woman plow. Like, make it bigger than the actual man plow.
I've already given the owner crap. I've given him so much crap online. You never know, dude.
You should.
Maybe there's a future with me and man plow. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, it's Friday. I forgot.
How's it going over there?
That's good. I got a drink.
Me too. It's a Diet Coke, though. What are you drinking, my friend?
It's none of your business. Mind your business is what I'm drinking. Mind your business.
All right.
It's Diet Mountain Dew.
That's Diet Mountain Dew. I knew you'd come through and tell me. Just had to be patient and not ask again.
It's Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and it's actually really good.
Is
it? I've gone from energy drinks, which I haven't drank since the first of the year, doing well, and I only have a zero sugar. It's what I have.
I have
Mountain
not
Dew.
Stopped drinking caffeine or energy drinks since the beginning of the year, but Riggs, way to go.
Thanks. Appreciate that. By the way, it's an anti-Valentine's Day weekend all weekend long on Kiss FM, so you'll hear breakup songs just as bitterly cold on the radio as it will be outside.
That's right.
You're welcome.
It's going to be great.
And this weekend, if you're using the heart emojis or texting any of them, you'll notice there's a wide range of hearts that you can use.
So many, and like it depends on, you know,
what your mood is and what you're trying to convey. So if you're sending the standard normal red hearts are most likely to be used in a flirtatious type of way.
Oh, okay.
Or if you're just liking something like heart pizza or heart wine or heart anything like that. It's like if you're loving something, just a standard little love heart, it's just a red one. Now, the pink one with the sparkles is for affection or appreciation or gratitude. So that would be for more of a friend, not so much a lover.
Oh, the pink one's for a friend?
The pink one, yes, with the little sparkly things on it. The purple ones are for BTS fans.
Shut up. Is that what they're saying?
Yes.
The purple hearts are... This is what all the heart
the
emojis
The Korean
mean.
Boy band BTS, for some reason, always uses the purple hearts.
What the hell? Okay, anyway, what else?
The most neutral heart that you can use is the blue heart.
What?
If you're
Since
just trying
when?
This. Since the Emojipedia says. I'm going to go off what they say.
Okay,
they
tell me. Go on.
White hearts are usually used when talking about someone who passed away.
What's a blue heart mean?
It's just like brands will use it on Twitter. It's very neutral, so it's not like... It isn't really perceived in any sort of way other than almost if you loved something. I guess you could use it for that as well.
Okay.
Like the blue heart.
Uh-huh.
The broken heart emoji, obviously.
Obviously, it's a broken
sadness.
Heart. Duh.
Brown hearts are used the least, but they're usually used when talking about like race issues or like supporting brown or black communities. Using the brown or the black hearts, they'll use those.
You see the black heart a lot now, especially with Black Lives Matter. People use it with black businesses. Like, you see it a lot.
Yeah, and a lot of black-hearted people use it too. People that are just bitter about life. So.
Oh, the angry people
the
as well.
The angry, scorned people.
Well,
yes. The double heart and the red heart and the blue heart and the broken heart are the most used hearts. Mm-hmm. But the red heart was the most used far above and beyond. So,
and then you got the kissy face with the heart.
Oh, yes.
I mean, you got a lot of hearts, right?
You got a tons of them.
Yeah,
all sorts of ways.
You got the heart eyes.
We'll be using the broken heart emoji this weekend, though, on Kiss FM.
That's right. Dang
right?
it.
All weekend long. Sponsored by Allie Faith.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sponsoring this weekend.
No prob.
Really appreciate it. It's Kiss FM.
I tried hard.
What's up? Hi. What up? This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I really enjoyed that song right there, a little JT, and you're going to hear it all weekend on our anti-Valentine's Day weekend. Good
Damn
stuff
right.
like that.
Damn
it's
right.
going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so now we'll talk about love for a second. Fine. Guess who's in love? They've officially said, I love you, baby. Because for couples, saying I love you is a big step, Riggs.
Oh, yeah, it is.
And it's official. I was already mad he's in a relationship, and now they're in love, damn it. Michael B. Jordan and Steve Harvey's daughter, Lori Harvey, she said to him, I love you, baby.
Aww.
Happy birthday, Nugget. Actually, I should have read it from the top. Happy birthday, Nugget. I love you, baby. Hope today has been at least half as special as you are.
Aww.
Oh, new love. It's so fun, isn't it?
It is. It's always fun in the beginning.
They're hot as hell. I mean, they're cute. So Lori Harvey, Michael B. Jordan, very much in love
this
Valentine's Day weekend.
Is a movie with Michael B. Jordan. Do you still have your HBO Max?
Yes, I do. Because I got it to see Growing Up Milwaukee, the documentary. So good.
Which is also great, Growing Up Milwaukee.
Yes.
But Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan. He plays a lawyer that goes to Alabama and like gets all of these death row inmates like off of death row.
Was this in theaters?
Yes, it was.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know.
It's a super good movie, yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Just Mercy with Michael B. Jordan. You'd love it.
Well, if I hate it, I'll be sure to let you know.
Well, that, you won't hate it.
You
He's shirtless.
It.
He's shirtless many times in it, love it.
It's fine.
See? So all weekend long, it's anti-Valentine's Day. You'll hear breakup songs like So Sick.
Yes. We played What Goes Around Comes Around by JT a little bit ago.
Yeah,
it's going to be good.
Yeah, you'll hear a lot of them all weekend
long.
It officially starts at 4 p.m. this afternoon.
Yeah.
Now, what causes people to be so anti-Valentine's Day usually is a breakup or
Correct.
A run-in with love that is not so great.
And we're here to listen.
And exploit that on the radio.
And exploit that, including our own experiences.
Yes. So you can call or you can text 414-799-1037. How did you savagely end a relationship?
I don't feel like I did. I feel like other people did that forced me to end relationships.
Yeah, they do.
What I mean? I'm not even talking about my marriage. We've moved on. That was 7 years ago. We don't even care about that breakup anymore next.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's moved on. But I've had a couple, and you think you can outdo me?
I think, because mine involves distance, and it was really, really terrible what I did
mine
to this woman.
Mine was probably worse than yours.
It was really bad.
Okay, I have two horrific ones.
Okay, go ahead. You go one,
so
I'll
one
go.
Guy I was very into.
Yeah.
I thought, this guy's great.
Yeah.
Everything seems great.
Yeah.
We've been hanging out for a few weeks. And then he decides to tell me that he slept with his ex-wife's sister. And I about threw up. And that was the end of that.
He slept with his ex-wife's
sister? And why did he
sister?
Tell me this? No, with my history? Why would you tell me this, right?
So you left that.
So I left that. And then I had met another guy that I liked a lot who liked to do art. And he sent me some pictures he drew one day. And it took about a few hours for me to realize he had sent me a picture he drew of his ex-wife. That he sent to me thinking I would never know it was her, but I knew it was her, and that ended abruptly as well. So, Riggs, tell me what you got that is going to top me.
Well, it sounds like those were both warranted savage breakups
for you. They
were
both horrific. My heart's racing because the heartbreak's coming back now, see, because I get so pissed. That's why I'm ready for anti-Valentine's Day weekend.
At one point, I was living in Gainesville, Florida. And I got let go from my job.
Okay.
Something happened. They flipped the format and I got let go.
Yeah.
And I was dating a girl at the time.
Yeah.
And I moved back to Indianapolis to live with my parents because I had no other plans. I was 26 years old.
Okay.
And she was like, we can make it work long distance. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, you're in Florida. I'm going to Indiana.
Yeah.
We've only been together for like 4 months at this time. I was like,
okay.
I don't want to put the effort into a long distance relationship.
Yeah.
And she was like, it'll be fine. We can make it work. And I didn't have the guts to like just tell her that it was over.
That you didn't like her enough to break up with her.
So then she wants to come up and visit in Indiana.
Oh, no.
And spend a weekend in Indiana.
Oh, no.
And so she calls. She goes, I've booked a flight and a hotel room, and I want to come up and visit you. And at that point, I could have said, no, don't.
Uh-huh.
This is dumb.
Uh-huh.
But I let her come, and I spent the weekend with her.
Why do guys do this?
Because booty. Because booty.
And then we think you won us.
Yes. So then at the end of the weekend, she goes, so I'll see you again sometime? And I said, no, probably not.
Riggs, you
As
were
I
the
dropped
jerk.
Her off at the
you
airport.
You were the jerk
As
in that
I
one.
Dropped her off at the airport, I broke up with her.
Oh.
After a whole weekend.
Ugh.
Knowing full well what I was doing the whole time. I told you.
You knew you were letting her come for booty, and then you broke up with her at the end of the weekend.
1,000,000%, yeah.
So what's worse then?
I don't think I've ever told anybody that. I have goosebumps.
Well, do you think I've ever told anyone on the air that I was dating a guy who told me he slept with his ex-wife's sister?
No.
Or that somebody sent me a picture they drew of their ex-wife? I haven't talked about any of this before.
That woman is scorned now. I've ruined that woman.
You think? And here we are with anti-Valentine's Day weekends. Well, baby people can top ours because
just when I think
I'm appalled
I know.
By stuff that's happened to me or you stuff you've done to other people, young, dumb man.
Yeah. 414-799-1037. What was your savage breakup story? How did you end it?
These are going to be good.
Yes. We'll talk to you next. It's Kiss FM. Yeah, getting you fully primed for an anti-Valentine's Day weekend.
Woo!
Good morning. It's bitterly cold outside and bitterly cold on the radio because we're talking savage breakups this morning.
Mm-hmm.
What was the savage breakup that you went through?
Riggs, go ahead. 414-799-1037. I just wanted to shame you a little more because Riggs let a girl come visit him for a whole weekend, even though he didn't want to be with her anymore. And then he broke up with her at the end when he took her to the airport.
Yeah, when I dropped her off at the airport.
Yes.
Yeah, I did.
And
the whole weekend.
Were people doing awful things to me in turn.
Right.
One guy had an affair with his wife's sister or something, and another that ruined that. That ended that. And another guy...
painting pictures of his ex.
Oh, painting pictures of his ex-wife and sending them to me.
Yes.
I'll never forget that
disguised, thinking you wouldn't notice,
thinking
but you
I
did.
Wouldn't, it was. It makes me want to cringe. Like, saying it out loud sounds so bad, right?
We're all a little terrible, a little bit sometimes.
All right, line two is Addis in Milwaukee.
Addis, good morning.
Hey, how's it going? How's it going?
Pretty good, my friend. Tell us about your savage breakup. What happened?
Okay, I was in my teens then. I bought this girl flowers, candy, told her we was going to meet for dinner.
Yeah.
And her new boyfriend shows up and says, it's over, buddy.
What a
dude. Yeah, that was a heartbreak.
Wow.
That's so mean. Why? She didn't even have the guts to tell.
No,
that's what really irritates me about it. She sends him to do it.
She sent him to
Ugh.
Do it.
Wow.
That's awful.
You didn't even have the guts to tell yourself. Addis.
Didn't even have a ball.
she sure didn't.
Are you still single and just doing yourself, or do you have somebody much better with you now?
I'm just single. I just date women. Let them come clean my house up, and I let them go.
Oh, dude.
You're my hero, Addis.
I want to laugh because...
Hey, I'm a fly guy.
Listen, Addis, I should rip on you for saying that, but I'm not going to because these women who have time to go clean your house, good for you, honey, because I am not cleaning any dude's house when I go over to it. I ain't got time to clean your house. That's impressive. That is impressive.
What is your secret, Addis? We need to know. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Hey.
He gets women that want to take care of him.
I know.
He gets the caretaker, I'm your mom chicks.
Wow.
He laughs like he's dirty.
Addis, thanks for calling, dude.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Good day. Jen is in Glendale.
Good morning, girl.
Hey.
Hey. So tell us about your savage breakup. What happened?
So I found out that my child's father was cheating on me with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, God.
And he, lied about it. He still lies about it.
still
does to this day. They always do. They still to this day.
They'll never admit to it, yeah.
Never.
No.
And people believe them. Like, I swear we didn't sleep together. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. So he was just like, so this was when quarantine happened. So he was texting her, asking her for, nudes and all that fun stuff.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, that's still cheating.
It's Wait. You had to have a discussion? He didn't agree it was cheating?
I hate these men. Cheating.
These people that think sexting and texting and FaceTiming or whatever you're doing online is not cheating. It's 100% cheating.
If you're doing something that you wouldn't do in front of your partner, you're cheating.
100%.
Thank you.
Boom.
Yeah, exactly.
Girl, if you wouldn't do it in front of your partner, you're cheating. Like, there's nothing that I would do that I wouldn't do in front of my wife. Like, you want to see my phone? Take it. Here.
That's right.
Go for it.
That's how you
nothing
know you're ready to be in a committed relationship. If you're ready to hand your phone over, then you're ready to be in a committed relationship.
Take it. Here's my password.
And if you're not, trust me, stay single, okay?
Yep.
Right?
This
exactly.
advice brought to you by Allie for our anti-Valentine's Day weekend.
Who is sponsoring our anti-Valentine's Day weekend, by the way.
Follow me for more relationship advice. Because clearly I've got it figured out. Not.
Sure, right. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks,
are you in a better relationship now, or are you in a better place now with someone who appreciates you?
I stayed single because
good for you.
Over men.
Yeah,
that's fine too. Just do yourself. You do you.
Yeah, don't exactly. say that.
Well, I mean it in an empowering way, not in a gross way.
Do yourself.
You do you, girl. Do you.
Literally. Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
you
Jen.
You can call or text 414-799-1037. We got a couple people on hold as well. We'll talk to you next.
A ton of texts.
Yes.
So.
Your savage breakup stories. We want to hear them next. Hold on. I'm glad that I'm getting one-upped. That there's some people that are worse than me out there.
There are, Riggs.
Good.
There are.
Oof, savage.
Somebody texted and said, I found my ex-husband, my now ex-husband, laying in bed with his friend, drinking wine and chatting. They're married now.
There's his friend?
We're talking about bad breakups, yeah. Savage breakups.
Because it's going on all weekend long, anti-Valentine's Day weekend. You'll hear breakup songs left and right. You can always call or text 414-799-1037.
Props to Jason and Tosa. He has been waiting patiently through the last two songs. So, Jason, we're dying to hear about your savage breakup.
People in Tosa are very patient. They have confusing streets. They know what it's like.
Yeah. Hi. Well, first, I'd like to say a long-time listener, first-time caller.
What?
Listening to you guys.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome, Jason, to the show.
Why has it been so long? If we had like a membership card for you, we'd give you one, but we don't.
Yes.
So what happened?
That'd be great.
Tell us about your savage breakup, Jason.
Yeah, so I was seeing this girl for maybe 3 months or 3 or 4 months before she started cheating on me.
Oh, gosh.
And a couple months later, we found out that she was pregnant.
Oh, boy.
The worst. And then?
So after that, we decided to give our relationship one more try.
Uh-huh.
Later that summer, because I'm in the military, the National Guard.
Okay.
I had to go away for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So, right before I left, she had the baby, my daughter.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And when I came back, I found out that she had cheated on me again.
Oh, and now you've got a new baby.
You're out serving our country, doing something that a lot of people don't have the balls to do.
No.
And she has the gusto to go and cheat on you not once, but twice.
I mean, it's disgusting.
Right. But it doesn't end there.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't tell me that wasn't your kid. Is that where this is going?
She's my kid. No,
thank God. Okay. Was I the only one wondering that?
No, I was thinking the same thing, too, but I thought that Jason was going to come around with it. So continue, Jason.
So
go on.
So we had a lease together. We were living together at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were living together, we couldn't really separate.
Uh-huh.
So I was working two jobs while she was staying at home taking care of our daughter.
And she cheated again or what?
No.
Oh, no.
I came home, I was in between jobs, so I was sleeping.
Yeah.
And she came, she was mad for some reason, I forgot why. She burst open the bedroom door, started yelling at me, and we got into a big argument. She ended up jumping on my back and started hitting me.
Oh my God. Okay, I've heard enough, Jason.
Yeah.
You have been through hell and back, my God. So he got cheated on. He's having a baby with this chick. She cheats on him again when he's away at the National Guard.
He's working hard to put food on the table, working two jobs while she can stay home.
And then she comes home in the middle of his two jobs and tries to abuse him. I can't
Savage,
even, like,
man.
You got, I hope you left that. That's what we just, did you left that, right?
Right. Well, yeah, the
good.
The
good.
Light at the end of the tunnel was that I ended up getting custody of our daughter.
Aww.
There you go. Good. And she's going to appreciate that, too.
Oof.
It sounds like she's better off with you.
Yeah, no kidding.
You got your head screwed on right. Good.
Well, Jason, thanks for calling in for the first time ever to the show.
You can feel free to call at any time, Jason.
And you shared your heart. Thank you.
Yep.
Today.
Yeah, it's a big, big life event for me.
I bet so, man.
It's probably pretty traumatic and a big life changer. I get that,
Well,
too.
Enjoy some breakup songs this weekend, all right, Jason?
Yes.
Anti-Valentine's Day all weekend. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Jason. Kate is an Economowoc, and she about blew my mind with the first sentence out of her mouth. Kate, go with your savage breakup.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning.
So I was in a polydynamic with a married couple.
Hold up, poly. Well, what? Hey,
see why I
back
said
up
this
real
is good.
Quick. Hold
see
on.
What I said?
Whoa. A polydynamic relationship.
Does that mean you're in a relationship with a married couple?
Yes.
Okay, go on.
So they're married for 21 years, and they invited me into the relationship. Mm-hmm. This was 100% consensual, yeah. like all around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So I had this kind of this relationship with both of them. She was platonic. He was romantic.
Okay.
And
oh, there's the problem already. Go
one
on.
One of them always wants more.
Yep. Go on.
Every time that he was like romantic towards me, she had jealousy issues.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Dude, these women don't want a third party. Look, I understand you. These women are like, we're open to the poly dynamic. But at the end of the day, no chick wants another chick on her dude.
And no dude wants another chick on another dude or another girl. As much as you think you want to see it, I guarantee having your woman with someone else is not good. Ooh. It's weird. It's weird.
So in August or July, August, it ultimately blew up. And
yeah.
she just, like, she was screaming at the top of her lungs, I am done with this. I want monogamy.
Yeah, because you know what? It was, you know whose idea it probably was?
Riggs. His. The
His.
Guy's.
It's always the guy's always. Idea. No chick's like, I want to date another woman in our marriage. You like, know, come on.
21 years. You know what we could use?
And
another woman.
Kind of part of me, Kate, needs to say, Kate, come on. Like, I get it. You're saying it's fun and easy and consensual, but you got to know you're walking into a bad situation when you get involved with a married couple.
Kate, are you getting involved with more married couples? Is that your thing now, or are you just kind of... As I've been saying, doing you now.
No. After all of that, I've been intentionally single.
There you go.
Like, there you go.
Nope.
Good for you.
Did you ever feel like you were sleeping with someone you shouldn't have been sleeping with?
No, never. Because, like I said, it was always like 100% consensual. Like, she was very supportive of it all. But then, like, after the fact, like...
After
like,
it happened.
We would go on a date, we would plan a date, and then all of a sudden, like, after the date, then she would kind of have that bit of jealousy, never towards me, but always kind of towards him.
No, it was you two. It was both of you.
It was
the connection, it was any kind of intimacy, it was everything.
Yes, well, thank you for that interesting breakup. It's always savage when there's a third party involved.
You think, even consensually.
Yes. Thanks for calling, Kate. We appreciate you listening this morning. Anti-Valentine's Day songs all weekend long. It's Kiss FM.
Here we go.
103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, you can still win an iPad with this hour's Kiss keyword is home, H-O-M-E, and a new fresh keyword at 8:05. All right? iPads.
Nice.
And we're doing more iPads next week, too, so we're not done. I don't know where they keep coming from.
Whatever.
Just when the boss says give iPads away, we're like, okay.
Okay.
Sure, no problem. iPads. 8:05, get another Kiss keyword. So we were talking about this yesterday over the past weekend, if you didn't hear about it. This 34-year-old dude from Pewaukee is driving in the Zoo Interchange in his pickup truck, and there's the really high ramps in the Zoo Interchange, and he lost control of his truck and slid up on the edge of one of those snow banks and went over the edge 70 feet down to the ground. His truck landed tires side down, thank goodness.
The video's insane.
Yeah, there's a video. It's insane. His legs were broken. His back was broken. He had a couple facial bruises.
I can't believe he lived.
He lived through this.
That freaking truck drove off the Zoo Interchange. The video's insane. What's we know what this guy's name is?
Yes, his name's Richard Oliver.
Okay, I was wondering since he's
father.
In Pewaukee. He's a new
he's
dad.
He's a new dad. He's got a fiance.
Rich.
They just had a baby. Yes.
Does he go by Rich or does he go?
I don't know.
Dick?
Does he go by Dick?
Richard. What do you go by?
I'm sure he's heard it. I'm sure he's heard it all.
He's gonna kill us. We're sorry, Richard. We're just happy you're alive. Okay.
We're happy you're okay.
No, seriously.
Yes.
Yeah.
His fiance says she's grateful he survived. Obviously, but
what's her name? I'm about giving. And everybody a shout out. You live through that, you get a shout out.
Her name is Candace.
New baby.
Yes, a new baby. But he said he's glad for the people that witnessed it happen because they took him out of the truck and put him in the truck bed and laid him down.
They did.
Yes. And they had him like, they were like, who do you want to call right now? The police and the paramedics are on their way. He goes, they wanted to call his mom. They were like, just in case this guy doesn't make it, he called his mom. It's crazy, this story. He was on Good Morning America yesterday, so.
I got goosebumps.
I'm glad that guy made it. He was like, there must be a plan for me. God's got a plan for me or something to survive.
That's insane.
A 70-foot fall
off the zoo interchange because of the snow and the ice.
Yep.
Oh.
But he lived to tell
Thank
the
God.
Tale. So drive slow out there because it's going to be super slippery, especially with all the snow from last night.
I did not expect to wake up to what we woke up to.
It's a little dusting out there, so it's super slick out there. Heads up. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. bad.
Hey. Hi. Yo. Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so we know now that Aaron Rodgers is engaged to Shailene Woodley.
Yep.
We know that he broke up with Danica Patrick sometime in July-ish of 2020, so about 7 months ago.
Yeah.
And when we first reported this story, there were sources that said if you were close to them, it wasn't a surprise that they got engaged. But now we're hearing some other sources say kind of the opposite. They said there are people close to them who are surprised by this.
It moved so quick.
Yeah, they said, quote, it was a surprise they got so close so quickly. I mean, it really felt like one day he was with Danica Patrick and then suddenly he was with Shailene. It happened super fast.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's obvious from what we've seen.
Yeah.
You know, and not only that, Shailene Woodley was in a relationship as well until April of 2020. So she had split up with her dude in April. He then split in July. I don't know what happened between April and July, okay? Yeah, and she was saying that she had been chosen to be single for a while. I guess that didn't last long because now she's freaking engaged.
Yeah.
But sources say it was so fast at first that friends thought it's just a rebound. They thought Aaron was truly just rebounding from Danica.
And that's what I would think, too, because he was with Danica for quite a while.
Two years.
So, yeah, that's usually a rebound.
Uh-huh.
Fresh out of a two-year relationship.
And so then a source said, quote, there's no way this could be this serious. Everyone thought it was a casual thing because that's what he was telling everyone, even when it was clearly not a casual thing. So there's a little more insight into the Aaron Rodgers. I think that everyone else has to catch up. He's there. She's there. We have to adjust to them even being a couple in our minds. It's such a weird-ass couple.
They kept it quiet really well, too.
She's
whatever
super,
they were doing,
like, earthy. Like, she says, my religion is trees. I mean, imagine how much he's changed in order to be compatible.
I get it.
Interesting, right?
I'm going to go watch her movie this weekend, by the way. It's her and Jodie Foster in that movie.
Is that out? Of course it's out this
weekend.
It's out this weekend. The Mandalorian or
it's
whatever.
It's out this weekend, yeah. I'm going to go watch it, too.
Uh-huh. Maybe you'll see Aaron Rodgers in the background as an extra.
But you're just waving.
Hey, hey.
Ooh, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Riggs and Allie. Another iPad waiting for you at 1037kissfm.com.
Mm-hmm.
You need the Kiss keyword. That is Lake, L-A-K-E. Do it before 9 o'clock. Okay.
Okay, so we got to talk about something big going on right now, but that's playing on Hulu. Before we get into that,
I
just want to say for the crowd, we're going to talk about what we're watching for a second.
Yeah.
And I have not even really discussed that I finally watched Bridgerton, and it was amazing, and I am in love with the lead. Oh, Reggae Jean Page. Is that, I hope I'm saying that right.
I don't know.
Holy hell.
My wife started watching Bridgerton and goes, I was hooked on the show last night. And I go, what? She goes, Bridgerton. It's amazing. And I was like, all right.
No.
So I started watching and she goes, there's a lot of sex in this. And I went, I'm in.
Which I think is an exaggeration. When you watch the whole thing, there's not that much.
There's one episode where there's a lot.
Yeah, which it makes sense because of the episode, but we're not giving that away. So wait, you didn't want to watch Bridgerton, so you did?
I did, yes.
And?
It was pretty good.
What do you mean? It was great.
I thought that their attention to detail in like that whole old school, like Victorian era was just amazing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So good. Well, I loved Bridgerton, and I
100%.
Know it was the most watched show ever
in Netflix history.
In a short amount of time because it came out in January and it had already been streamed so many times. So that's one to put on your list if you're one of those people who hasn't watched it. But
yeah,
I gotta watch this weekend the Britney documentary on Hulu. First of all, this thing came out and I could have cared less, even though I was on the radio through all, I remember talking about her having these mental breakdowns. So I'm like, I could care less. The more I see about it, now I really got to watch that doc. I watched it last night. Don't tell me everything. Just tell me something.
You lived through it, so you know a lot of it. It just goes into detail about what happened.
About how she was essentially harassed by the paparazzi, right?
Yeah. How Britney started, how it started unraveling, and how she was like a national punchline when this was going on. Because one guy even said in it, and I'll tell you, he goes, people weren't talking about mental health when this happened in 2008, 2009.
No, I remember being on the air and just being like, she threw an umbrella at a car?
She
what
shaved
is
her
wrong
head.
With her?
They go into that whole situation, the shaving of the head,
I
and
feel
when that
awful
happened,
for that.
They were showing even clips on like Family Feud where they're going, name something that Britney Spears lost this year. And they're like, her mind. Show us her mind. Ding. And people are laughing. And I was like, it gave me goosebumps.
God,
and
that was
it
was a
so,
real question?
Yes. And they were like, her kids. Show me her kids. Ding.
Oh,
and they're like,
God,
ah.
I'm gonna puke.
And they were doing this on Family Feud. She was a national punchline. So then it goes into the conservatorship with her dad
up.
And how Jamie, her dad, came in and like what a conservatorship is. And they talk to like legal. Mm-hmm. It's really interesting how it happens.
So,
and how this whole fan movement, the whole Free Britney thing started. Because I thought
her.
It was laughable and a joke. I was like, why do these fans, why do they even care?
It's a real thing.
Like, let it be what it's going to be because it's a private thing.
She's almost 40 and her dad still controls her life.
Yeah. And it's just I was just reading an article on our website that he's still the conservatorship right now.
And
he's still
the
conservator.
We've seen this with Bieber. Yeah. We saw the breakdown with Justin Bieber 7 years ago, getting DUIs, getting women were taking pictures of him in bed with them because nobody was really protecting him, and all that stuff was getting out. He was doing a lot of drugs, a lot of alcohol, and he's clean now. He's happy.
Yeah.
He's found God as one of his, he's got his own world.
Yeah.
He seems to be doing good right now. And it's like Britney is now 40 and nobody ever really helped her get out of all of the things that were done to her as a child star. So I cannot wait to watch this. It's on Hulu, right?
It's on Hulu,
Free Britney
Doc. It's a New York Times Presents to Britney Spears. And there's a whole bunch of New York Times that they did
goosebumps.
A bunch of different documentaries and on the New York Times. But yeah, it's on Hulu. So I would recommend it.
Britney's on 100%. our anti-Valentine's Day weekend.
Is she?
Yeah, we actually have a few songs. We have, let me find a couple for you because I know that we are playing some Britney this weekend.
Toxic? No, you drive me crazy.
Mm-mm.
One More Time.
Baby One More Time.
Baby One More Time.
Which probably would sound so funny nowadays. What else we got in there?
Oops, I Did It Again.
Yeah.
Circus.
Oops, I Did It Again is definitely on there. So you could play one of those two songs.
Let's do Oops, I Did It Again for the people that go back into relationships thinking that it's going to be better the second time, but it's not. Maybe he'll change.
This is a great song for that, Rick.
Maybe he'll
right.
change. No, he's not going to change. He's still a jerk.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so breaking news. J.J. Watt came out with a video on Twitter this morning announcing that he is officially parting ways with Houston. He will no longer play there anymore.
10 seasons with the Texans.
He said he has asked. The whole video is up on Twitter if you want to see it. He said, I have asked to be released. We have come to a mutual agreement. He talks about being a Wisconsin boy, growing up here and then going there. But it sounded like it was mutual. And he just thanks the city of Houston for learning to love him, even though they booed him on draft night.
Right.
And he's got a Wisconsin sweatshirt on while he's doing the video. So big news today. J.J. Watt announced he's parted ways with Houston, asked to be released. I don't know what's next, we'll take him.
Yeah. Got to be bittersweet when you leave a city after playing there for 10 years. You build such a rapport with the city. He's probably done a lot with the community.
Yeah.
Done a lot with the fans.
Yeah.
And then to have to go somewhere else. Because you've got to go where the money is, and you got to go where the best job is. And maybe Houston isn't the right place for him. Maybe he should come to Green Bay.
Hey, he met his wife in Houston, he said. He's had some good things happen. But we are always happy to have you back here. If you're in Pewaukee listening, which I think he might be, because it looks like his Twitter video is in a log cabin, which means he's probably in the area. We need to know more, J.J. Watt.
We do. But that literally just dropped this morning is that J.J. Watt announcing his leaving the Houston Texans after 10 years. So
send him over here.
Call us, J.J. Call us. Come on. It's ridiculously cold out this weekend.
I didn't think the snow was like fluffy, but I didn't know there'd be that much when I got up. I was like, oh, this needs a shovel before I drive over it.
But at least it's the cold snow where it didn't get heavy and wet snow. It's like the very poofy, powdery snow.
The poofy, floofy
snow.
Yep.
Do you take your dog outside in the cold?
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to. I don't walk her in this.
Right.
We don't go on walks. But I have. It's so funny you ask this because I let her out in the backyard, which is fenced in. I shovel like the patio, and I freak out sometimes when she won't come in because I can't see her on the other side of the swing set. She's like hidden.
Yeah.
And I think I'm always worried she's going to get stuck in the snow, like her paws are going to freeze up.
Right.
And then I have to go all the way out there in 7 feet of snow. I'd need snow pants for it, you know? So I get freaked out a little when it's this cold leaving her outside.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
But I thought about taking Samson to the park the other day
when
it was like in in the teens, low teens.
And
my wife was like, you can't take the dog out when it's that cold.
It's too cold. She's right.
I was only going to do safe. For like 15, 20 minutes because Samson needs to run. I mean, he's 60 pounds. He needs exercise. Like,
Bella
if he doesn't,
too.
He goes crazy, dude.
I know.
So what
that's
do you
when this becomes a problem,
yes.
though.
Yes.
Having a dog that needs exercise and literally too cold to go anywhere, you know?
So I'm wondering what people do with their dogs or with your kids because at least you can communicate with your kids.
Yeah.
Give them a video game or something.
You could take Samson to Camp Bow Wow.
I could, yes.
I mean, doggy daycare would be your answer right now, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, playing
could,
with other dogs.
If you could afford it.
Yes.
You know, and then with my kids, the kind of crap we've been doing, we played Super Mario Brothers on the Switch the other day.
Which
the
is awesome.
Original. That was a fun activity.
That's so cool they have the original one.
It's amazing.
It's the exact same one as Nintendo, just on a small screen.
Just play the original on the Switch Lite.
So you know
the Switch,
so all the levels you knew when you were playing, you just know how to get through them.
Yeah, I had to get my wheels back on, but I told, because Hudson will be like, have you ever played this game? And I'm like, honey, I won this game. Yeah. I've gotten to the very end of Super Mario Brothers. I've done it all, honey. You can't tell me, but
I've saved the princess from the castle,
That's right. And then he's like, which character were you? Anyway, so we play video games. They also like to play with filters on Instagram. I'm sure if you have Snapchat, any of those. My kids love to play with filters and record themselves. They want to do TikToks. They want to do YouTube videos. Welcome to 2021. This is what kids want to do, man.
Do they request TikTok specifically? Like, we want to make a TikTok?
They get upset.
They know?
Mommy, I thought we were going to make a TikTok today. And I always look at him and go, there's nothing interesting to do a TikTok about, Owen. And he's like, but Mom, you said we'd make a TikTok. And then I feel bad. And I'm like, well, we're not. Because I don't know what to make a TikTok about.
I found to get a dog, to keep a dog occupied during the day. We've gotten those marrow bones. You can get them from the grocery store. Mm. They're super cheap.
Mm-hmm.
And they almost look like they're hollowed out dog. They're like beef bones, but they're hollowed out. We'll put peanut butter on the inside of it. Freeze it overnight the night before. So the next day, I'll give it to him. He spends like a good hour and a half just like going around trying to get the peanut butter out of it.
It's like a Kong.
Licking it. Yeah, it's exactly like a Kong.
We used to do that with Bella. Freeze a Kong.
Yeah.
Freeze a Kong of peanut butter. But she always got rid of it in like 20 seconds. Like
right.
No matter what we did, she beat the system. That's the problem with dog toys. They beat the system.
The other one that he hasn't figured out to beat the system is like it's a cylinder type tube and you can put little kibbles inside of it, little mini treats inside of it.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like they look like M&M sized treats kind of, but they're inside. So he has to move the toy around and bat it around to get the treats to come out. So he spends a good 40 minutes just knocking this little thing around the house, which is the best thing that we can do for him because it mentally exhausts him a little bit, I think.
Well, he's pissed at you because his parents have given him a treat inside of a toy he can't get to.
Yes.
I'd be like, screw you. If you
would too.
Me a candy bar inside of a safe that had a lock on it, I'd be pissed too.
Have you ever gotten one of those as a gift where somebody will give you like the dollar bill or the $20 bill inside the plastic little thing where you have to get the ball to go through the maze to unlock it?
Ugh, no.
It's the worst. That's what I feel like.
I would break it and take out the money.
Yeah. What are you doing to keep either your dogs or your kids entertained when you can't go outside? Or maybe you found a way to beat the system. Mm-hmm. I would like to know. I just have questions. 414-799-1037. It's Kiss FM. Maybe a parent or a dog parent will find your tips helpful over the weekend because it's so offensively cold. What the hell do you do to keep your dog inside and keep them occupied so they don't lose their mind? Same thing for your kids. You can call or text at 414-799-1037. Good morning. Who's this? What's your name, sir?
It's talking to me.
Yeah. What is your name?
My name's Lou. L-U.
Oh, Lou. My bad. Lou's in Milwaukee today.
Sup,
hey,
Lou.
Not a lot.
So, talk to us.
Getting ready for work.
No, nice. Nice.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living? Because you know I'm nosy.
I'm an artist, so whatever the job is, I do.
Nice.
Painting artist or music
There's
artist?
All kinds of
yeah,
artists.
What kind of art?
Tattoo, music, writing, everything.
Oh. You do it all.
I like it. He's a creative mind. We like it.
The job today is assembling furniture.
Assembling what?
Assembling furniture. It's his day job.
Oh, I thought you said assembling friendships. I was like, oh, that's fun
Nobody
artistry.
Nobody can really do that. No. Let's be real.
I cultivate friendships every time I go out. You
there you
know,
go.
Because I'm from Texas, so I say, hey, how are you?
Oh,
you're having a bad day. Let me help you.
He's a nice guy. Lou, so how do you keep, do you have dogs or kids? Who do you keep entertained in this weather?
I have a dog.
Yeah.
So what do you do with your dog indoors?
Well, look, indoors, let me tell you what I do with him for real. I go outside because he's an animal and has a full body of fur, but I take him for mile-long walks because he's a ranch dog and he worked in the ranch all his life.
So you take him out for a 1 mile walk?
No, a few miles.
Woo!
But when I don't want to go outside, if you have a basement, if you're lucky enough to have a basement.
Yeah.
That's like a whole yard right there.
Yeah, you got to run him in the basement with a ball if you have that.
Like Cooper, my dog will just like sit for me, and then I throw a ball, and he'll catch it, and he'll just leave it to there.
Yep.
Good old Cooper. Good old Cooper.
Yep. We'll have to be. We'll have to go into our basement again too. That's what we'll sometimes do with our dog.
The basement is freezing usually, you know. That's what I like about basement.
But it's not as cold as it is outside. Thank God.
Yeah. Get a space heater. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Lou, thanks for calling, man.
Anyway.
Have a good one, Lou. Thanks for calling.
Bailey's in Milwaukee.
Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning.
Do a dog parent or a human parent?
I am a stay-at-home mom of a 2-year-old.
During a pandemic on top of it.
And it's single digits outside. What the hell do you do?
You poor thing. Like, I feel for you.
Monotonous, that's for sure.
So,
I feel for you, girl.
So, what do you do when it's this cold out?
Well, it's probably not the best idea, but it's kind of fun and funny, whatever.
We didn't say we were looking for good ideas. We said we were looking for
really
ideas.
Anything.
Okay, girl.
We'll do anything.
Survival.
That's right.
Outside toys inside. I mean, we're lucky enough to have enough space to do that. So it's her plastic slide, her water table, her roller coaster.
Yes.
Is all in the basement.
Genius.
Do you put it in before it snows, like in the early wintertime?
No, I mean, this kind of is just like a new thing because she's getting so sassy and it's just like, oh my gosh, you need to do something.
This is smart, though, because she's a toddler, so the equipment is small enough to fit in the basement where she kind of almost has an indoor playground in the basement, Riggs. Whereas
that's smart.
I can't put an indoor playground for a 9 and a 7-year-old, but a 2-year-old is like perfect, man.
You smart.
You could put the sandbox in there. You could do it all if you really wanted to, girl.
You are smart.
We put our blow-up, like, bounce house down there, too. So,
see? I mean. Genius. Yep. Mm-hmm. You got to do stuff like that.
There you go. So you brought the outside inside without the cold part. That was good.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. I like that. Uh-huh. Great idea. Thank you so much for the call this morning.
All right. You have a good one.
It is too,
Bailey.
Much appreciated.
And somebody texted in. We used to run our dog on the treadmill.
I've seen dogs doing that on Instagram, and I can't get our dog to go on a treadmill.
I mean, because I don't even want to put a human on a treadmill without feeling bad. Like, humans don't even want to go on treadmills.
No,
okay?
They don't. Don't put a poor dog on a treadmill. Those are just like hamster wheels. It's awful. You do know if you go to 1037kissfm.com and use the KISS keyword before 10 o'clock, you could win an iPad.
Nice.
This hour's keyword is smile, S-M-I-L-E. I'm going to bring a friend on the show, Allie, this morning.
Okay.
I'd like to introduce you to Beth.
Hello, Beth.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy Friday.
You too, girl. Happy Friday. Yeah.
Beth, what are you doing today? What are you doing this morning? Anything in particular?
No.
I love her already.
Nice.
Would you like something to do?
Yeah.
Yes.
Would you like to do something on an iPad, maybe?
Yes.
Congratulations. You're a winner.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're welcome, girl. You must you listen for the keyword at 5 after. You put it on our website.
Yep.
And your name got drawn, and you are our official iPad winner for today, Beth in Milwaukee. Congrats, girl.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh,
guys.
Thank you. Nice. Come on,
hey,
Beth.
It's an anti-Valentine's Day weekend at KISS FM. I don't know if you've heard the word on the street.
No. I know. You just made it, though. My happy Valentine.
Oh, okay, good.
Fine. We'll be full of love for this moment.
Yes. We'll do nothing but
happy
love.
Happy Valentine's Day, Beth.
We're going to have somebody from our promotions department will call you with all the information, okay? Mm. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Bye.
You're welcome. Another chance to win that iPad all day long. A new keyword every single hour. This hour's word is smile. Use it before 8 o'clock. It's KISS FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.